Welcome to Your Health to Go, brought to you by Demystifying Your Health, providing the clarity that you need. I'm Ashley Wood, registered nurse and author, your host. In each episode, we take a health topic that's important to you and break it down into easy to understand information. We also discuss the most common treatments and preventative techniques. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get started. Today's topic is concussion. It's that time of year when you want to be outside enjoying your favorite summertime activities. For most of us, this means doing things that require us to be physically active. While this is great for your health, it can put you at an increased risk for an injury, particularly a head injury. How do you know if you have a concussion after hitting your head? How dangerous are concussions? What should you do to treat one? How do you prevent yourself from getting one? Concussions are the result of a traumatic injury to your brain and can alter how your brain functions temporarily. Your brain is soft and has the texture of gelatin. Normally, it's protected by the fluid inside your head. Anything that results in your brain hitting the inside of your skull can injure it. If you take a blow to the head, experience violent shaking of your head and upper body, or have a sudden acceleration-deceleration of your head, such as what happens in a car accident, you're more likely to get a concussion. Many people believe that you can only develop a concussion if you lose consciousness after the injury. This is not true. You can actually have a concussion and not even realize it. In fact, sometimes symptoms of a concussion are subtle and don't appear right after the event. The most common symptoms of a concussion are headache, confusion, and amnesia, particularly of the event that was the cause. These usually happen right after the injury. Other symptoms that happen close to the time of injury include dizziness, ringing in your ears, nausea, vomiting, slurred speech, appearing dazed, delayed responses to questions, fatigue, and temporary loss of consciousness. Symptoms of a concussion that appear several hours or days after the injury are difficulty concentrating, difficulty remembering, irritability, personality changes, increased sensitivity to light and noise, trouble sleeping, depression, and changes to taste and smell. An important consideration are children, because they are prone to hitting their head and won't be able to communicate how they're feeling. Some symptoms they can exhibit include appearing dazed, unusually cranky, tire easily, unsteady when walking, crying excessively, changes in eating or sleeping patterns, and decreased interest in their favorite toys. Certain things can increase your risk of developing a concussion. This can be participating in contact sports, like football, hockey, or boxing. If you aren't wearing the proper protective equipment while playing these sports, you increase your risk even more. Some other possible things that can increase your risk of a concussion are being in a car accident, being involved in an accident if you're a pedestrian or riding a bike, and falling. This last one is especially true for children and the elderly. You're also at heightened risk if you've had a previous concussion. If you experience an injury to your head and have repeated vomiting, loss of consciousness for more than 30 seconds, have a headache that continues to get worse, changes in your physical coordination, changes to your behavior, confusion, or slurred speech, you should go to the emergency room. You should also seek immediate medical care if you have seizures, vision changes, especially if one pupil is larger than the other, dizziness that won't go away, or any symptoms that get worse over time. For children, if they have any of these symptoms, or a large bump or bruise anywhere on their head except their forehead, they should be seen immediately by a doctor. This is especially true if they're less than a year old. If your child hits their head and isn't showing any signs of serious injury, which means they remain alert and respond appropriately to you, then they probably don't need to be seen by a doctor right away, and it's okay to let them sleep if they want to take a nap. Most pediatricians recommend that a child be seen within a day or two of hitting their head just to be on the safe side. When the injury to your brain is serious, you might need to be hospitalized overnight so you can be monitored to make sure that you don't have any dangerous complications, like swelling of or bleeding in or around your brain. However, most of the time, it'll be okay for you to be at home, but you need to have someone stay with you for the first 24 hours after your injury. This is to make sure any symptoms you have don't get worse. In order to do this, the person will need to wake you up regularly to make sure that you don't have any changes in neurological function. The best at-home treatment for a concussion is to rest, both physically and mentally. Avoid any sports or activities that make any of your symptoms worse or would put you at an increased risk for another head injury. Your doctor will tell you when it's safe to resume these activities. You should also avoid activities that require mental concentration and thinking because this can make your symptoms worse. Some of these would be playing video games, watching TV, doing work, reading, or using an electronic device. If your symptoms are worsened by these activities, your doctor will probably recommend shortening the amount of time you spend at work or school and decreasing your workload until you feel better. If you are having a headache, you could take over-the-counter pain relievers like acetaminophen. Talk to your doctor before taking ibuprofen or aspirin because they can increase your risk for bleeding. There are steps you can take to reduce your chances of developing a concussion. When participating in sports or recreational activities, be sure to wear the proper safety equipment that fits appropriately and has been well maintained. Always wear your seatbelt whenever you're in a vehicle to prevent from being thrown around inside or ejected if an accident occurs. Another key idea is to make sure your home is safe by having your floors free of things that might cause you to trip and have plenty of lighting so that you can see. Both of these will help prevent falls. For children, it's important to use baby gates at the top and bottoms of stairs and install window guards. If you exercise regularly, you increase your leg muscle strength, which helps you to maintain better balance. Concussions can happen despite doing everything you can to prevent one. If you do have one, take the necessary steps to feel better and prevent any further injuries. If you have any questions or concerns about concussions, please speak with your doctor. If you would like more information, please visit the Medline Plus's concussion page. Thank you for spending some time with me today. If you found the material to be valuable and helpful, please tell your friends about us. We're on social media, so like and follow us there to stay up to date on our latest information. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter on our website. Stay healthy, and please join us next time on Your Health to Go. Now, time for the legal statement. Please keep in mind that the content we provide is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified, competent health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on Your Health to Go or seen on the Demystifying Your Health site. Demystifying Your Health does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned. Reliance on any information provided by Demystifying Your Health, its employees, others appearing at the invitation of Demystifying Your Health, or other visitors to the site is solely at your own risk. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately.